Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Today is World Hypertension Awareness Day. Having hypertension puts you at risk for heart disease and a stroke, which is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. Only about one in four, that's 24% of people with hypertension, have their condition under control. We needed to understand a little bit more about this. Dr. Sherry Fanarov, family physician, good morning. So nice to talk to you about something that isn't COVID.
It's wonderful to talk about something not COVID, Howard. Thank you for inviting me.
Do you still remember how to take blood pressure and everything?
I'm happy to say I do.
All right. Okay, so let's just talk about how serious hypertension is. First of all, what is it and what does it do to us?
So hypertension means that the force of blood pumped out of the heart and the force against the artery wall as it comes out of the heart is too high. So if you have high blood pressure or hypertension, it means that your heart is working too hard and you are pumping blood out at a greater force than necessary. And over time, this can cause a lot of complications.
So and are there any symptoms? I mean, do we know if we've got hypertension?
Well, that's the problem. About 80% of people with hypertension have no idea that they've got it. And it can be absolutely silent. In other words, you may have absolutely no symptoms. I always say to people who have symptoms, and symptoms that you may get are things like headache or dizziness, sometimes nosebleed, sometimes chest pain, that type of symptom, but they're rare. And I always tell those people they're actually lucky because something brought them to the doctor to check it. And because it's silent, people should check their blood pressure regularly. And certainly people over 40, I would say, should check their blood pressure annually. And there's a lot of opportunity to do that. You know, Discovery Vitality encourage blood pressure checks once a year. It's easily available at your chemist, at clinics. It should be taken most times that you go to the doctor for a checkup. They will generally check your blood pressure for screening because of the fact that it presents with heart symptoms.
What is the ideal blood pressure?
It's always given as 120 over 80. So what that means, the top reading is the systolic blood pressure, and that's the pressure when your heart is contracting. So that should be 120. The bottom reading, which should be 80, is the pressure when your heart is relaxing. So anything above 130 over 80 is actually considered mild high blood pressure, and usually we'll treat it if it's above 140 over 90.
And things like being overweight, what are the contributing factors to higher blood pressure?
So things like that are. So from a lifestyle point of view, what can you do to try and prevent high blood pressure? Let's answer it like that.
Right.
So if you are overweight, you can lose your excess weight. You can cut down on alcohol to 1 to 2 units a day.
So far we're not loving any of your suggestions in studio. If you can come up with a few more.
They get even better. They get better.
Great.
You've got to stop smoking.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to cut back on salt in your diet.
You've got
to increase your exercise. And that's 5 lifestyle things. The last lifestyle thing to try and get under control is stress, which is obviously easy to say, control your stress levels. It's not so easy to do. And that's all you can do from a lifestyle.
Which is crazy, because those are the modern afflictions. All of these things, really, it's lifestyle. We live a very, very difficult lifestyle from that perspective. Most of us are stressed and overweight, have too much salt, and maybe drink a little bit of alcohol from time to time. So
correct.
Too much. So and of course, smoking being another one. So it really is. It really isn't a. It really does talk to the way in which we live today.
Correct. And you know, the complications of hypertension are potentially serious. You mentioned heart attacks and strokes, and those are the most well-known ones. It can also cause kidney dysfunction. It can cause problems with the blood vessels to the eyes. So it can cause retinal problems. It can even cause dementia. You know, if you've got high pressure in the blood vessel going to your brain, you can get a vascular dementia, which can cause memory loss. So it's really worthwhile being aware of blood pressure, having it checked regularly.
Mm.
And if you are prescribed blood pressure medication, the other thing with that is that it's generally for life. So it's not like we're treating a cold or a cough and we can give meds for a week and that sort of gets better. High blood pressure medication generally needs to be taken long term.
Is blood pressure, high blood pressure genetic?
It's familial. So in other words, you will find families with a tendency to it. It's not generally one single gene. And you can have a family with high blood pressure and you can have people in the family who are overweight and smoking. And those members may have it more than the ones whose lifestyle is a bit better. But I can tell you, I have lots of very skinny, healthy patients, gym bunnies, who also have high blood pressure. So there definitely is a strong familial
component.
So
please don't assume that just because you might live a healthy lifestyle, not be overweight, that you don't have high blood pressure. Does it equally affect men and women?
It's more common in men, actually, up until 65. And then over 65, the ratio swings, and it's actually more common in women over 65.
Right. So no matter who you are, no matter how old you are, just make sure that you check regularly and make sure that... do you find that there's enough awareness?
You know, I think COVID has overshadowed everything for the last couple of years. And I think a lot of people have neglected the kind of annual regular checks. And people have been scared often, you know, to go into the doctor. So they don't necessarily make an appointment to go in for a general checkup. So I don't think there's enough awareness.
Right. In other words, make sure to get your annual checkup. Make sure that your blood pressure is within the normal range. And if not, do something about it. Dr. Sherry Fanaroff, family physician, talking to us about hypertension, a silent killer, and what to what extent can hypertension impact us.